Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me begin by congratulating you upon your assumption as the chair of this year's meeting of Experts 5 on the Biological Weapon Conventions. We are confident that under your very able leadership, we will have a productive meeting. Rest assured of my delegation's full support and constructive engagement during your tenure. I would also like to express our appreciations to the Implementation Support Unit for the excellent preparations and organization of our meeting. Indonesia associates itself with the statement of the Non-Aligned Movement and other states, parties to the BWC, delivered earlier by the distinguished representative of Venezuela. Mr. Chair, my delegations also would like to convey its appreciations to the delegations of Japan, Cuba, and the US, who have submitted their proposal under this MX5. We welcome those proposals as an effort to further strengthen the convention and its functioning. We will further scrutinize those proposals and see in which areas we share our commonalities and can work together in order to contribute positively to the convention. Mr. Chair, BWC stands unique among few international instruments that operates on the sole focus of totally banning the misuse of biological agents and toxins. For the conventions to effectively function, it requires a standardized mechanisms both to prevent any misuse of biological agents and toxins, as well as to ensure that the uses of such materials can only be intended for peaceful purposes. The lack of mechanism, which is needed to verify the compliance of the state parties, have often been criticized as the greatest weakness of the conventions. My delegation is delighted that the last year meeting of state parties to the BWC have succeeded to reach consensus on intersessional substance and process that resonates the common interests of all its member states. Particularly, we are pleased that after a series of meticulous negotiations, the 2017 MSP managed to establish the MX5 on the institutional strengthening of the conventions. It reflects the shared concern of state parties on the need of sustainable method to strengthening the convention. In this regard, my delegation is of the view that we will therefore continue to work toward the long-awaited legally binding measures dealing with all articles of the conventions in a balanced and comprehensive manner, including on verification mechanism. We continue to believe that creating such mechanism is indeed achievable. In fact, verification mechanism plays key role in other international regimes regulating weapon of mass destruction, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and the Chemical Weapon Convention. Mr. Chair, my delegation recognized the importance of transparency and confidence building measures, as well as other voluntary mechanisms. It could facilitate trust, lessen misunderstanding, prevent conflict, and to a certain extent have played active roles in armed control and disarmament. Nevertheless, it is not sufficient, it is not legally binding, and it cannot serve as a substitute for a legally binding arrangement. In this regard, my delegation sees merits to revisit once again the work of ad hoc group, which was supported by a vast majority of state parties. We need to discuss and promote cohesion to strengthening the convention, take into consideration all development in relevant areas, and proposal of past, present, and future. To conclude, Mr. Chair, the effectiveness of the BWC also rests not only to the full and effective implementations by the state parties, but it is linked to its universality. Thus, we must also continue to strengthen our common efforts toward the universal adherence to the convention. With this, I thank you, Mr. Chair.